And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley and with me is the lovely Luke Hines. Good morning, darling.
Good morning, Jo.
And pharmacist Leah Bortolotta. It's lovely to have you back.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we've loved learning from you over the last few weeks, Leah. And, well, let's of course start the show with a happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Adrian, at home.
Oh, yes, to my husband.
And for all...
to my husband, Daz, who was dragged out of bed to take the kid to footy very early in the morning, and he wouldn't have it any other way, I'm sure, on Father's Day.
Absolutely. And to anyone out there who might be struggling on a day like this, we're sending all our love and care to you, because sometimes days like Father's Day, Mother's Day and whatnot can spark certain emotions. So we're there for you too and sending thoughts.
But it is a lovely family day. We hope that you have an enjoyable day. It is appropriate, I think, on Father's Day to pause and talk about mental health, because we do know that so many of the men in our lives struggle. And I mean, the greatest gift we could wish for the men in our lives is their good mental health, I think. Wouldn't you say, Hinesy?
Yeah, mental health is so close to my heart, Jo and Leah. I think, you know, what I do is quite outwardly public, and I share recipes and people say, yum. I share workouts and they go, oh, I don't want to do those burpees. But when I share my mental health journey and my personal experience with depression and anxiety, nothing resonates more. And I'll tell you why. People feel alone because it's not talked about enough. And I love that we're having this chat, and I love that we've got guests coming in here who are so passionate about it, but we need to break down the stigma, because the more you talk about it, the more I talk about it, and all the people in our lives are honest, people will go, hey, I'm not alone, and
that's
I can get
right.
help.
Yeah, and I think as soon as one person puts their hand up, you're right, so many people go, wow, I thought it was just me. So this is, I think, the idea behind this new campaign from Beyond Blue. It's called the Big Blue Table Campaign. It's all about gathering and talking.
And talking, absolutely.
What a powerful and very simple idea. So Ambassador for Beyond Blue, Dr. Matt Agnew, will be joining us. Do you remember him from The Bachelor?
I love The Bachelor.
Oh, hello.
I
He's
do.
The astrophysicist,
he
isn't
is.
He, guys?
He
extraordinary,
is.
Yes. But he has his own story to tell around mental health as well. So that'll be a great conversation. Also, Women's Health Week starts tomorrow, and this year the theme is Grow Your Knowledge, which is all about supporting women to make informed decisions about their well-being. Leah, I'm sure you're very passionate.
Oh my gosh, so important, guys. Knowledge is power. You know, the more you know, the more you can do, the more you can change, get healthy, know when to go to the doctors. Really excited about this one.
Yeah, so CEO of Gene House for Women's Health, Dr. Sarah White, will join us to talk about issues like regular checkups, how important it is to stay on top of your checkups. Like, don't just put it in the back of your mind, put it in the diary. Right?
No, it needs to be habitual. You need to get your checkups.
Yes, managing your health in the workplace and pelvic pain, lots of really, really critical issues for women at the moment. Also going to talk natural alternatives for pain relief and the magic mineral called magnesium. It's a massive show, guys, isn't it?
Looking forward to it.
As always, we say give us a call, 131 873 with any questions to support your health. We have Hinesy here, who's the fitness and food guru that we love, and of course Leah over there, super experienced and knowledgeable pharmacist. So both are here to answer your questions, 131 873. Next up, a guide to women's health.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Pan and Natra at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
131 873 is our number. Give us a call with any questions you might have to support your health. But first up, Women's Health Week starts tomorrow, and this morning we look at some key issues concerning us right now. Dr. Sarah White, the CEO of the Gene House for Women's Health Organisation, joins us. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
So your theme this year is Growing Your Knowledge, which is all about arming ourselves with knowledge so we can make informed decisions about our health. I really love this theme. So I'm guessing we begin with knowing about regular health checks, don't we?
Well, that's absolutely right. And I mean, these regular health checks are just so important because they catch those minor health issues or even just signs of a health issue before that issue becomes a major problem. And that's a really good thing. So some of them might be regular things like getting a blood test to check cholesterol and blood sugars each year. And some happen infrequently, like those cervical screening tests we have every 5 years. Because those checks vary across our lifespan, we've put all of the information on the GeneHouse website so women can just go there to see the complete range of health checks and tests that they need.
I love that, Sarah. Another topic that you're looking at for Women's Health Week is called Making It Work, and that's for women managing health issues in the workplace.
Yeah, that's right, Luke. So there's a growing recognition that women's health issues are presenting really specific challenges in the workplace. Not new information for women, but we're really seeing workplaces start to figure this out and make allowances. So, for example, if you're a young woman with a job that you, where you have little time to go to the bathroom or not much privacy, say you're working in a busy retail shop or you're a nurse on a ward, then if you have a heavy period or an irregular period that can start at any time, that's a real challenge to manage. Then, of course, you get onto a point where women are trying to get pregnant. That might mean juggling work and fertility treatment or all those issues caused by treatments themselves and pregnancy. And then there's menopause. And this is a time when, as you know, your periods finally stop. And those menopause-related symptoms in the years leading up to menopause and just after can be really problematic. So we're talking about things like insomnia, hot flushes, night sweats, that terrible brain fog where you can't quite remember what you were about to say. And these are things that we hear about all the time for women. And although one in five women might not be affected at all, about one in five will have really serious symptoms and they need to be managed. So we can't, unfortunately, wave a magic wand to make these issues go away, sadly. But we're providing some practical ideas about how some of these issues can be managed in the workplace.
And, you know, the thing about this, Sarah, is if those sorts of issues aren't managed, then women tend to leave workplaces before their time. I mean, people we hear are retiring sometimes earlier than they would like to because of these sorts of issues.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, that has really important knock-on effects, really tragic knock-on effects around the amount of superannuation women have, what their whole financial and economic stability can be affected. And that confidence piece around being a really competent woman in your role and suddenly you'll be set by these symptoms and you're not getting any support to manage them, that's a really horrible place to be.
And pelvic pain for women, another key health topic. What is pelvic pain and how many women are affected by it?
Well, we've just released the first report from Jean Hale's National Women's Health Survey on pelvic pain, and it shows the impact is actually much higher than we previously estimated. So almost one in two Australian women over the age of 18 have experienced pelvic pain in the last 5 years. So pelvic pain can be described differently and experienced differently by different people, but it's a very sharp, for some people it's a really sharp, intense pain in the pelvis region. For others it's a really dull, aching throb. I spoke to one woman last week who said that it felt like someone was really just pushing down on all of the contents in her pelvis and trying to push them almost out of her. Very, very, very uncomfortable. And one of the big concerns is that a lot of women don't discuss pelvic pain with a doctor because they think nothing can be done. We really want women to know pelvic pain is just not normal and it's not something that women need to put up with.
Thank you for highlighting the importance of that. I want to lean into now a little bit about how we eat. Nutrition is a massive factor, isn't it, when it comes to women's health?
Yes, absolutely right. Friday of this Women's Health Week is all about healthy eating. So we're talking about how you get the nutrition you need, things like vitamin D, protein, calcium. So important for women, particularly after menopause, when we really have to worry about things like osteoporosis and heart health. So there's some great tips on nutrition and some really delicious recipes. And if we talk about eating that healthy diet, this is not talking about dieting, this is talking about getting good nutrition from a healthy diet, moderate physical exercise added onto that, plus the health checks, and then we're certainly on the way to having a really great health and well-being.
And what are some of the positive changes in women's health that you've seen recently?
There's actually quite a lot of positive things going on. So we've had the National Women's Health Advisory Council was convened earlier this year, and that's and I'm a member of that, and we're looking at providing strategic advice to the federal government that's about improving the health system for women and girls by looking at that at gender bias that's kind of built into the health system. It's, I think it's really going to help when we look at sex and gender when it comes to health, how men and women must be treated differently to get great health outcomes for everybody. And we're certainly seeing state governments working very proactively to address women's health more specifically. And as I said earlier, some of those things where we're seeing industries and employers, both men and women, really start to discuss openly those specific barriers faced by women in the workplace and looking to remove those.
And I also understand that you are conducting a survey, an online survey for women aged 65 plus. So your research piece is very critical for Jean Howes, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Research is really important because if we don't ask women what they need, we can't actually provide the information that's going to really help people live those great lives. So we've currently got quite a large program of work in place, starting with desktop analysis of all the literature available, the research that's happening, and consumer experiences, because we want to understand those particular needs for women over the age of 65. So we're going to be guided by what our consumers say on this, but just looking at the preliminary results, we've got things like bone health, mobility, social connection, and looking after yourself as a carer really coming up to the fore.
Oh, it's absolutely critical that that age group over 65 are not forgotten, because I think often they get sort of pushed aside a little bit.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And this really started with someone coming to us and saying, as an older woman, I'm actually being completely ignored when I go and talk to a health professional. So we're looking at that gendered age discrimination as well.
Wonderful. Well, jeanhowes.org.au is where you will get more information on Women's Health Week and also that online survey. Thank you so much for your time today, Sarah.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much for giving us some of that attention around Women's Health Week.
Oh, no problem at all. We're very passionate about that. And if you are interested in more information on women's health, there's a fantastic thing going on Instagram at Wellness Australia, which is the House of Wellness Insta. Tomorrow, 4th of September at 8 p.m, you can join Sarah Davison and House of Wellness presenter and Naomi Perry, a pharmacist, for a chat on women's health. So just head along to at Wellness Australia on Instagram at 8 o'clock tomorrow night for that great conversation. Next, pain relief, the natural way. Plus, we get to your calls. So give us a call, 131 873 with any questions that you might have for your health. That's after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's not surprising a little tennis or time in the gym can lead to a little ow. Ultra Muscle Ease contains well-absorbed UltraMag magnesium, which supports muscle relaxation and maintains healthy muscle contraction function with B vitamins to support energy levels. Ultra Muscle Ease by Bioceuticals is available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Pananatra at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
131 873 is our number for any questions that you have to support your health. Hallie from Bendigo, hi there.
Good morning. How are you, panel?
Good.
Very good, Hallie. How are you?
How can we help you this morning?
I am very well. My problem is I take heaps and heaps of vitamins. I take about 20 different tablets. I'm away on holiday with my sister-in-law, and she just said to me that she heard some fellow say that the body only absorbs what it needs, and the kidneys and the liver can't filter the excess, and down the road it leads to kidney or liver failure. Is that right?
Not necessarily. So I think first up, taking 20 different vitamins may be a bit too much. There's a term called polypharmacy, and effectively it's when you're taking all these different things that cause things and then you need to get other things to treat it. So my suggestion is, so first up, don't worry about your kidneys and your liver. And if you are concerned, please go to the doctor and get a blood test. But Go into your local pharmacy, bring your bag of your vitamins and your medicines and sit there. And they'll go through it with you one by one. There's also another thing you can ask the pharmacist to do, and it's called HMR, a home medicine review. Now, they are covered.
I've had one.
Fantastic. And did you show them all the supplements you were taking?
I did. And she said to me, well, you don't need the multivitamin. So stop taking that.
And that was the only change?
Yeah.
All right then. Well, without seeing it, if a professional person has gone through your stash and gone through your list and they've said, look, it's all good to go, I would feel confident in that. Be confident with their recommendations. But certainly don't be concerned. And if you are, a blood test.
Mm.
Such good advice, Leah. I'm a vitamin and supplement fiend. If you open my cupboard at home, it is like a mini chemist warehouse. And I love it, but I'm really mindful to make sure I always lean into my real food ethos first, because there is so much nutrient density you can get from cooking from scratch. So try to cook with real food and then add what you're missing. Don't double up.
I love that advice, Heinze. I think that's both of you so brilliant. Thank you. Hey, I have to ask you, yesterday I went for a run and I pulled up a little bit sore. It would be true.
Ooh.
Humble brag there.
We've got an athlete.
At least you went running. I can't say I did that.
But, you know, we often get muscle aches, pain, soreness, and, you know, invite, visit our local pharmacist, who happens to be you for me, Leah.
Believe it or not, guys, it actually is.
It's true. But there seems to be a growing trend, Leah, for things natural these days.
Look, there's a real shift towards being green, natural and healthy, which is fantastic. I love it. And we're seeing this particularly in people aged between, say, 18 to 44. And these guys are looking for plant-based. They're looking for natural alternatives to manage their concerns.
Look, I just want to quickly say I'm going to move to your area so you can also be my pharmacist.
Can I just say, I told Joe this morning that I loved you, so please do.
Yeah, I will. I do want to touch on, though, because I'm a little bit in both camps here, how much of a growth has there been in people wanting to complement traditional medications that we all know with natural-based pain relief products?
Look, you guys know I love my stats, so here we go. 54, you know I do, 54% of Australians are open to treating pain naturally. How good's that? And actually 31% of people are already treating pain naturally. Mm. So how good's that data? So we're certainly seeing this shift towards looking for something natural.
Well, I think as you feel like, oh, I'm constantly popping pain relief, and what is that doing? I don't know. Can I have too much? Whatever.
I said that to you this morning, Joe, 100%.
Yeah. So what ingredients should we be looking for if we want natural-based alternatives for pain relief?
Look, I'm loving an ingredient called Relieve K. Let me spell it for you guys. So it's RHULEAVE-K, which actually contains inside it, so two active ingredients. So inside the Relieve K, there are two active ingredients. Now, the first one, curcuminoids, which is the active ingredient of turmeric root. That's for you, Heinze. Curcuminoids help release muscle pain and relieve soreness. Now, the second ingredient in Relieve K is boswellia, which is another powerhouse natural pain reliever.
Love it.
Now, Leah, what do we do if our pain persists?
Guys, I've been saying it for 4 weeks. If your pain persists, if you're not feeling right, please always go to your GP, get it checked out.
Yeah, I think we know that now, and it's a good reminder. Thank you so much for that, Leah. 131-873 is our number. Keep your calls coming. Plus, ambassador for Beyond Blue and former star of The Bachelor, Dr. Matt Agnew, joins us next.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Introducing Pananatra, a naturally derived pain relief range by the makers of Panadol, Australia's most trusted pain relief brand. Pananatra Muscle Pain Relief, with its unique plant-based dual active formula containing curcuminoids and boswellia, helps to relieve muscle pain, aches and soreness. Try Pananatra Muscle Pain Relief 30 capsules available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Pananatra Muscle Pain Relief is not suitable for vegetarians. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Cetaphil at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, mental health is a big issue in our community, and Beyond Blue is running a campaign to get people to share a meal, start a conversation, and reduce the stigma around this. I just love this campaign. It's so simple and so clever. And joining us on the line is Dr. Matt Agnew, who is an astrophysicist, former star of The Bachelor, and ambassador for Beyond Blue. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Well, now, Mental Health Week starts next month, and Beyond Blue is running a campaign called Big Blue Table. We absolutely love it. And people can start getting organised ahead of time now.
Yeah, no, that's correct. So it is in October, but it's probably a good idea to start doing some prep work now. The Big Blue Table itself is about creating a safe environment for friends, family, loved ones, colleagues, to be able to talk openly about mental health, to normalise those candid and vulnerable conversations. And I think doing it around a meal it's the quintessential human experience, sharing a meal. So, you know, that can look like something at your home. It could be in the workplace, it could be in a park. So picnic, morning tea, a full Sunday roast, whatever that happens to be. But yeah, I think obviously something like that, so it's not a bad idea to start prepping, a month out.
Matt, I love it. One of your fellow ambassadors, Julie Goodwin, I actually got to go to her house and do the Big Blue Table with her, and I got her food.
Drop.
So that, if anyone's going to cook for you, Matt, how do you reckon the two of you compare? It's not my official question, but who's the better cook between you and Julie Goodwin?
This year that would be Julie's table would be the one to get at, I'd say.
All right, I'll have to be invited to yours, but I do want to ask, where do people register? And we understand that the proceeds are going to the Beyond Blue support service. Can you explain what that has to offer?
Yeah, so the place to go to get more information is bigbluetable.com.au, or one word, and that's where people can jump on, learn a bit more, and of course register. In terms of the support service, that's the service that people can call that provides 24/7 counselling. Really, really important to support people, not just in crisis, but at any time during a mental health management period. And the numbers are that in a 24-hour period, that service gets in excess of 600 people calling through. And so you've got a lot of people seeking assistance and support. And to be able to create that system that is there and able to answer all those calls, the donations that come through things like the Big Blue Table are critical in doing so.
That's incredible. According to the census, 1 in 10 Aussies said they were diagnosed with a mental health condition, and that's a big number. Matt, how important is it that we talk about how we're feeling? How important is it that we talk about what we're going through?
Yeah, I think it is easily the most critical part of managing mental health is being able to talk about it. We can't learn how to unpack, manage and treat someone's mental health our own without talking about it, but also to be able to support others, we need them to be able to talk about it as well. And being vulnerable obviously can help elicit that response from others. So it is, I think, the most important thing. Obviously, things like psychological therapy and seeing a psychiatrist and additional medical professional support is important, but there's barriers to accessing that, obviously financial probably being the largest one, whereas being able to speak openly and candidly with your friends, your loved ones, your colleagues, that's something everyone has access to, but it's also arguably one of the hardest things to do, to be really open about what you're going through. So it is tremendously important, and it's something everyone has access to, and so that's why I think it's such an important focus for helping treat and manage our mental health.
I love it, mate. Not only are you a bloke, and I think more men need to talk about it, but you're also someone with a public profile. And rather than shying away and trying to be something you're not, you actually talk openly about your own mental health. Can you share how being honest has helped others, and a little bit about your mental health journey so far?
Yeah, so you're 100% correct there. There's obviously been really bad stereotypes that have been deeply entrenched in society when it comes to men talking about their emotions, their feelings, their mental health. And that's something that stoicism is still being unseated and allowing men to be open and access mental health support. And you see that with things like the suicide rate being I think it's 3 or 4 times as high in men as it is in women. And that's largely, I imagine, due to the fact that then just bottling up and not talking about these things. So that's an issue that needs to be addressed. And hopefully I'm helping do that by talking openly about it. But in terms of my own mental health journey, it's something that I've worked through for a long time. So I started seeing a psychologist back when I was about 12 years old. I started getting really bad anxiety and missing a lot of school as a result of it. I worked through that. I was very lucky in that I had a family that were very understanding. I think there's also a generational difference in understanding what mental health looks like and how to deal and work through it. But I was also, again, very privileged in having that financial access to see a psychologist and address that. But it's something that, yeah, as was pointed out, the statistics, you're looking at 1 in 10 Aussies have been diagnosed with a mental health condition, and who knows how many are undiagnosed due to stigmas and being afraid of talking and seeking assistance. Mm.
And Matt, there was, I think, well-reported huge issues around mental health in and around COVID, and you yourself experienced that.
Yeah, so I hit a... It would have been close to, if not my rock bottom in 2021. And it wasn't, I would say, you know, COVID wasn't the progenitor to it, but maybe it was the catalyst in accelerating, compounding mental health issues that I was battling through. I hit, at my worst point, I was hospitalised after managing and working through some fairly overpowering suicidal ideation. And so I was in the emergency room for a few days. And then, again, it was something I was really struggling with and was readmitted into as an inpatient into a mental health facility for several weeks. And again, it's talking about these things is not to elicit sympathy and to create a woe-is-me narrative, but to try and just tear down the walls and the stigma around it, that I hit a place that was really, really dark. And I was very fortunate in the support group, friends and family and loved ones around me, and also the financial privilege to have access to all the available resources. But not everyone has that. And so I think it's, you know, critically important that we do talk about these things openly and candidly to avoid getting to that crisis state. And that's especially true for those who don't have the financial resources available to them.
Oh, Matt, your strength in sharing your story openly has such great power, and I know is making a difference every time you tell it. So we're very grateful for your work as ambassador for Beyond Blue. And of course, Beyond Blue provides such an incredible service. Their 24/7 hotline is 1-300-224-636. That's their support service. And you're absolutely right. The fact that it's free for people who might not have resources available to them, Matt, is so critical, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why it's, yeah, as you said, it's such an important initiative to make sure that there's things that everyone has access to, that they're not gated behind financial constraints. Mm. And there's always going to be those in place. But I think things like Beyond Blue support service is critical in helping people so they can avoid those crisis situations and try and reduce some of those really awful statistics around mental health and suicide.
Yeah. Well, bigbluetable.com.au is the website. If you want to have your own Big Blue Table in the month of October and raise critical funds. Thanks so much, Matt. It's been great to have you on the show.
Thanks, no, my absolute yeah, pleasure. Thanks, everyone.
Next up, easing those muscle aches and pains.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Relieve sleeplessness with Swiss UltiBoost sleep tablets from Chemist Warehouse. It's formulated with valerian and hops traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to assist with mind relaxation. Simply take 1 to 2 tablets before bed to support healthy sleeping patterns. Choose Swiss UltiBoost Sleep 100 tablets from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get bioceuticals at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's time for Get Nourished. Leah, our resident pharmacist right now, who we're going to be talking magnesium today. So who should be looking at taking magnesium?
Look, magnesium is great for so many things, from pain, cramps, inflammation, low magnesium levels, relaxation and sleep, yes please, and recovery post-sport or workout. And guys, just so you know, kids can actually use magnesium as well.
We hear the word magnesium a lot, but it's important to note what it actually does. Can you tell us how it helps with tight, cramping and spasming muscles?
We call magnesium the magic mineral. It's one of the 7 essential macro minerals we need to relieve muscular cramps and spasm when your dietary intake is inadequate, of course. I call it the natural muscle relaxant.
And how is it related to the B group vitamins? Like it supports our energy, right?
Yeah, well, B group vitamins can give you energy, in particular B5, which is known to enhance a healthy stress response in the body.
And if we take a supplement, what form can we take magnesium in?
We've got tablets, we've got powders, and the powders can also be vegan too, guys. And between you and me, they're actually really delicious. The powder, they actually also make a nighttime version, so you get that sort of muscle relaxation and sleep all together at once. And you can get those in your local pharmacy.
Super relaxing as well. Well, Get Nourished is brought to you by Bioceuticals Ultra Muscle Ease for specially formulated muscle support, found exclusively behind the counter. Ask your pharmacist for Ultra Muscle Ease. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Let's get to a call. Hi, Carol from Alexandra.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Anytime. How can I help?
Well, I heard that you're going to be just discussing magnesium. I'm sorry, I'm a bit nervous.
You're okay.
No, you're lovely. Don't say that.
I've suffered from migraine. Well, I did from the time I was 14. My father had it before me and my two girls get it. And migraine isn't just a headache, as some people seem to think. It's debilitating, and I've been hospitalised and put to sleep a number of times with migraine.
I'm sorry to hear that.
A few years ago now, my son, who's a paramedic and an athlete, suggested I take magnesium. I have not had a migraine since.
Wow, that's amazing.
Absolutely. And I've got my daughters taking magnesium, and they're a lot better too. They haven't had full-grown migraine since they started taking the magnesium. I've just found it a miracle.
It is, and it's safe to use ongoing, isn't it? So it's a lovely one you can pop in every day to prevent those migraines from coming on. Thanks so much, Carol, for that feedback.
And certainly migraine is completely debilitating. So if you find what works for you, what a miracle. How very wonderful. We say thank you to all of our callers today. Maybe there's time for one more. Peter from Ingleburn, hello.
Hello. Good morning.
How can we help you?
Yeah, look, I'm for the last 12 months, I've been suffering from, I wake up around about 1 o'clock in the morning with really bad abdomen pains and feeling really off colour, bloated and an ache, and my legs ache like hell, and I really fell off colour. What can I take to fix it?
So first up, Peter, have you ever spoken to a GP about
this?
Yes,
I've gone through that many GPs. They've done the up and down, check my bowels. They've done the double balloon on my bowels. They've done the camera.
And so
swallowed the camera.
You had the gastroscope. You got all of that checked, yeah?
Yeah, they've done all that. But
beautiful.
In the mornings, it starts around about 1, 2 o'clock, and it's just unbearable.
All right, then. So the first thing I'd like you to do, Peter, go into your local pharmacy and ask them for a digestive enzyme. That's number one. All right. I need you to take one with breakfast, one with lunch, and two at dinner time. There's also a powder in store that has a mixture of different ingredients. But in this powder, there are prebiotics. So write this down, prebiotics, probiotics. There's some slippery elm powder and some aloe vera extract in there as well. Now, that's really important. What it does is it coats your belly, yeah? And it protects the belly from everything you're eating during the day and gives relief. I love this product. If you want to email us later for some more details about that, you absolutely can. Start with that, see how you go, and maybe some magnesium at night too. All right, but get in touch if you need some more advice.
All the best with that, Peter. Houseofwellness.com.au is the website if you're after more information. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's not surprising a little tennis or time in the gym can lead to a little ow. Ultra Muscle Ease contains well-absorbed Ultra Mag Magnesium, which supports muscle relaxation and maintains healthy muscle contraction function with B vitamins to support energy levels. Ultra Muscle Ease by Bioceuticals is available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get bioceuticals at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, it's been lovely to spend the last hour with you. Of course, for more House of Wellness, head along to the TV show today on Channel 7 at midday. I cannot believe you got to have a meal with Julie Goodwin-Hindsey.
It was so good. We made chicken cacciatore in her kitchen, sat down and did the big blue table. Some amazing questions came up.
Beautiful mental health conversation there. Also, Leah.
Guys, get into your local Chemist Warehouse store. We're raising money for Liptember, which is women's mental health. So pop on in, make a donation, buy a keyring, buy a crazy lipstick and raise money for a great cause.
It's absolutely very, very important. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au for more information and we'll see you all again next week.